Thank you, Madam Chair. Uganda aligns with the African Group statement as delivered by the Ambassador of Ethiopia. Protection commences at the point of displacement through transit to destination of the asylum seekers where they're afforded refugee status. What this actually means is that we cannot wait to talk about protection when people actually settle and are granted that asylum status. And we are happy to associate with the African statement on the commemoration of the 75th anniversary of the UDHR, which indeed reminded us the universality of human rights, rights that accrue to every human being by virtue of just being human. We cannot agree any better with your international note, Ms. Triggs, when you emphasize the right for all persons to seek asylum and enjoy the right of transparent, fair, and an impartial asylum system. I'm proud to inform that my country, my government, our asylum system is a very transparent one and affords a right of appeal to the High Court of the judiciary in case of any disgruntled case. We hope and pray that our partners in the room do the same. And just as much as we respect the human right to seek asylum by all that cross borders into our country for safety, our expectation is that our brothers and sisters of African origin, of black race, are also accorded the fairness that the law stipulates. It is only fair that we practice what we preach amongst ourselves, and as our partners echo certain human rights that we agree are also very important, we also urge them to practice the script and accord Africans, Ugandans, inclusive fairness and equality in their respective asylum systems. On the climate action, we could not agree with you any better. My government, my country, the refugees and the host community population continue to live in rural communities largely, and they depend on wood for energy, for cooking, for shelter, and income generation from forest cover. This protracted situation that we've had for a long time has negatively impacted the environment in Uganda, and there's an urgent need for climate action intervention. This is one of our thematic areas, upcoming GRF, and we are praying and hoping, keeping our fingers crossed, that our partners will match us. Turning to the inclusion of refugees in our national systems, paragraph 32 of your note, the High Commissioner correctly articulates that Uganda's position on socioeconomic inclusion, refugee settlements in Uganda are indistinguishable from local communities and enjoy every right like citizens, save for political participation. We don't know, maybe we'll get there one day. And as much as we are proud of our integrated refugee response policy, we continue to grapple with real-time challenges in ensuring humanitarian and development needs for the refugees and host communities, especially considering the consistent budget cuts that we continue to suffer. Unfortunately, we will not stop talking about the budget cuts. If we all commit to equitably and timely sharing of the burden and responsibility of refugees, we can turn refugees into development agents by empowering them to become of value to a home, a village, and by extension to a country that welcomes and hosts them in their most time of need. Finally, but definitely not least, Ms. Triggs, Uganda is eternally grateful to you for your passion, for your professionalism, and very undisputed advocacy for protection for all, and emphasis is on all persons of concern to the UNHCR. We will miss your wit, we will miss your beauty on the podium, and we wish you nothing but the very best. Thank you.
I thank the